This week, we're focusing on some little pieces that had a big influence on the music world, the Piano Preludes by Claude Debussy.
From the time he was a student in conservatory, Debussy rejected the idea of 19th century virtuosity. He was a very accomplished pianist himself, and he could play very virtuosically, but he wanted to write for the instrument in a different way. He once said he wanted it to sound as if it had no hammers. And then he heard the Javanese gamelan at the World Exposition in Paris, and the bell-like sonorities that were part of that again transformed his idea of what the piano could and should do. By the time he was writing the Preludes in the second decade of the 20th century, he had really refined this idea, and what you hear is so extraordinary, the ability of the piano to sustain tones and harmonies, to float in the air, and to intrigue the ear in an entirely new way. It really is something remarkable, and it comes out very well in these recordings.
These misty wisps of tonalities that are just about to dissolve into thin air. Claude Debussy, such a poet of the piano, and even his titles are poetic. This was a little bit of The Terrace of the Moonlit Audiences. And some of the other titles of these 24 preludes, we have Fireworks, we have What the West Wind Saw, we have The Sunken Cathedral, then we have General Levine. Is it General Levine or General Levine?
I think it's General Levine.
General Levine. And who was General Levine?
An eccentric, wasn't he? He was an American acrobat who held the stage in England and in Europe, and was described as being half tramp, half warrior.
And now we remember him because he's memorialized in one of the preludes by Claude Debussy. Not a big name, a big star in the world of music. Paul Jacobs.
Yeah, Paul Jacobs, who for me is the gold standard for the piano music of Debussy. He recorded pretty much all of it for Nonesuch during the 1970s. This was one of the recordings he made, the two books of preludes.
Pardon me if I'm picking nits here, Ted, but I want to ask you about the sound of this recording. Muffled might be too strong a word, but it's almost as if we're hearing it through a layer of scrim.
It's slightly veiled, and it's partly the recording technique itself and partly the instrument that's being used. The piano is a Bösendorfer, which has a very soft but big sound in the bass, and bell-like tones in the upper register, not as brilliant as Concert Steinway, but very much like the piano sound that Debussy himself got on his pianos in the early 20th century. And I find the way Jacobs utilizes this sound is so ideal for this music, this rolling sound that he gets, big, tolling, bell-like sound in these pieces, the ability to sustain Even in soft dynamics, quite remarkable, really.
We're going to hear two pieces from the Preludes out of the 24. It's hard to pick just two, but The Sunken Cathedral and Minstrels. What will we be hearing in these two?
Well, The Sunken Cathedral is the longest of the Preludes, and it utilizes this ability of the piano to create big, booming sounds in slow tempo, to evoke the idea, the image of a cathedral underwater. And there's really like a tolling of bells, but muffled here. It's one of Debussy's grandest, most imaginative pieces for the piano. Minstrels, on the other hand, is typical of a number of pieces in the two books of Preludes, in that it attaches to a popular idiom. It brings in a little bit of jazz and rag. And I might add, with that as a sort of a jumping off point, that the harmonies that Debussy explores here became the foundation for the jazz keyboard language of the 20th century. And every great jazz pianist of the 20th century owes a huge debt to Debussy and to these pieces.
You hear it in the playing of Duke Ellington, you hear it in the playing of Bill Evans, just to name two, and many, many others. Well, let's hear two of these preludes by Claude Debussy, The Sunken Cathedral, or sometimes translated as The Engulfed Cathedral, and then Minstrels, both of these from Book One of the Preludes by Claude Debussy. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Fred.